From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says that authorities believe there was only one shooter in an attack that killed five police officers. Rawlings said at an afternoon news conference that he believes that 25-year-old suspect in the attack is the lone attacker and that the city is safe and can start healing.
He did his damage, but we did our damage to him as well. And we believe now that the city is safe and the suspect is dead and we can move on to healing.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the state must pull together behind Dallas to start the healing process.
Texans have faced challenge after challenge after challenge for well over a century. And we've always shown our trademark resilience, which is needed now as much as ever.
Officials have identified the gunman as Micah Xavier Johnson, a Mesquite, Texas resident who had bomb-making materials, ballistic vests, rifles, ammunition, and a journal of combat tactics in his home. Police killed Johnson with a robot-delivered bomb after they say negotiations with him failed. The Dallas attack came during a downtown protest against the shootings of Philando Castile and Alton Sterling, both black men killed by police officers earlier this week in Louisiana and Minnesota. Meanwhile, a rash of police shootings Thursday and Friday left one person dead and multiple others wounded. One person was killed and several wounded when a man opened fire on a highway because he was troubled by shootings involving black people and white police officers. Another officer was shot in a suburb of St. Louis. This is VOA News. President Obama is in Warsaw, Poland for his final NATO summit as president. As Luis Ramirez reports, concerns about Russia's more aggressive behavior on NATO's eastern flank and Britain's exit from the European Union were high on the president's agenda Friday.
Russia was not the only issue on the minds of leaders arriving at Warsaw's National Stadium for the two-day summit. Their other concern, the departure of Britain from the European Union. The big question from NATO leaders is what Britain's departure from the EU will mean for the alliance. From President Obama, a reassurance.
There are those who've been questioning, what does this mean for the transatlantic relationship? Let me just say, as is often the case in moments of change, this kind of hyperbole is misplaced.
But the big topic on the official agenda is Russia. Moscow's continued actions in Ukraine and threats felt by the Baltic states and Poland mean reassurances to members that NATO will protect them are no longer enough. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Warsaw.
The U.S. and South Korea have announced plans to deploy the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, system on the Korean Peninsula. It's intended to counter North Korea's ongoing nuclear and ballistic missile development programs. THAAD is designed to intercept and destroy ballistic missiles during their final phase of flight. China has opposed its deployment, saying that it is not beneficial to maintaining peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and will seriously harm the securities of countries in the region. Islamic State terrorists killed at least 35 people and wounded scores of others late Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of Baghdad. Iraqi security officials said Friday the attack on the Sayyid Mohammed shrine included several suicide bombers, guns, and mortar fire. It came just days after hundreds of people were killed and wounded in an attack on a crowded Baghdad shopping center, the deadliest bombing in Iraq's history. Also, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has fired the head of security in Baghdad and other security officials following last Sunday's massive bombing in the capital. U.S. job creation surged in June with a net gain of 287,000 jobs across the world's largest economy. That is hundreds of thousands more than the prior month and stronger than many economists had predicted. Friday's report from the Department of Labor also showed the unemployment rate at a low 4.9%. That is 0.2 percentage point increase from the previous month. The jobs report sent stock prices higher on Wall Street, with all three major indices finishing trading up. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.